It's Tuesday, the 13th of May, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I've upgraded to the latest version of Audio Boo, and I may have whinged about this already, but I've lost my three little beeps. The previous versions of Audio Boos, you got a little countdown before it actually started recording, so it would go beep, 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 and then you could start talking. And now you press the record button and it just starts. And I've had a look in the options just to see if it's something I can switch off and on, and I can't. There's no option for it, so I seem to have lost my beeps. I'm very upset. But there we go. Anyway, I'm in what the lovely Paul O'Mahony would describe as my mobile studio on the way to work again today. And I just wanted to capture a few thoughts I've been having recently about food. You know how it is when you know you're doing something that isn't healthy, but you're kind of doing it anyway and you don't feel like you've got the energy to sort it out. And that's kind of how I've been feeling about food. I know I'm overweight. I know my diet is not healthy. I know I don't exercise well at all, really. I know this is not healthy. And, you know, in the back of my head, I've known I need to sort it out, but I just haven't really known how to. And I've had a bit of a wake-up call recently, and it's brought it all to the forefront of my head again. And I need to sort this out. I want to sort this out. I have to sort this out. And I have done a lot of thought, because the trick for me, if I'm going to try and change my way of eating, I need to not think of it as a diet. I need to think of it as the way I eat. And I'm sure I've talked about this before. I've definitely talked about it on the blog before. But I have to kind of do the research. I have to know what I can eat. I have to have an idea of what snacks look like and what meals look like. And when I get home after a long day at work and I just want to throw something on a plate and eat it, I have to have an idea of what is a healthy choice, what is the right choice for that kind of meal. So I don't tend to just launch myself in to a quote diet. I tend to research and plan and change my eating. And the times that I've managed to do this, I have managed to be more healthy, eat more healthily, and lose weight. The problem then is sticking to it long term, and that has been a problem which I still need to work on. And I'm hoping that the incentive of staying healthy to watch my kids grow up is enough of an incentive for me to do that. So rather than trying to solve all problems at once, I'm trying to take it a little chunk at a time. So I'm not going to do a sort of revolutionary, right, I'm going to do an hour's exercise a day and eat nothing but fruit. You know, I'm not going to do that. But I am starting to be more aware of what I'm eating, eating more consciously, and kind of planning what a healthy diet looks like. Now, in my head, healthy food is more stuff that you make yourself at home from raw ingredients and less stuff that you've bought ready prepared for you, whether that's from a fast food shop or from a, you know, a ready meal from a supermarket or whatever. So my overwhelming kind of driving force, if you like, is healthy stuff cooked at home. Now, there's a lot of bandying about at the moment of the term paleo, which is coming across as the latest trendy thing to be doing diet-wise. You know, everyone's done with the 5-2 diet now and everyone's doing paleo. It kind of seems how it's coming across, certainly in my social media channels. So I don't want to jump on a bandwagon. And there are some things about paleo which I'm not sure I can cope with long term. For example, it's no grains, so, you know, no bread and no dairy products, and yeah, I'm not sure I can do that. However, there is a big emphasis on healthy meals cooked from scratch, and there is a big emphasis on no sugars. And I'm absolutely behind the idea that sugar isn't good for us. And I know sugar is something I have a problem with. I have a self-control issue with sugary foods. I can sit and eat a whole packet of biscuits in one setting if it's put in front of me. you know, and I have a lot of diabetes in my family. I can never remember whether it's type 1 or type 2, but it's the one that comes on in middle to late age. So, and I know that sugary foods are not something to be eating if you're a diabetic. So I need to get that, my taste for sugars, under control. So whilst I'm not going to sit here and say, right, I'm doing the paleo diet, I am certainly reading paleo recipes, and I'm looking at paleo cookbooks, and I'm talking to people who follow the paleo diet, and I'm seeing what they're doing, and I'm seeing what I can take from that and apply to my situation. I've decided I'm going to try and kind of take control one meal at a time. And the meal I've started with is breakfast. And again, I've taken hints from somebody who is following the paleo diet, but I'm not doing paleo, as it were. But when I was doing all my research into paleo, most of the breakfasts and a lot of the meals seem to be based on eggs. And eggs are great. Eggs are a fantastically healthy food. They're also a food I don't like. They're about the only food I don't like and I can't eat. Some cooked eggs in some forms can still make me feel like I'm going to be sick. So I was talking to a blogging friend who is following the paleo diet, and I said, look, you know, what do you do for breakfast if you don't like eggs? And she rattled off a couple of things. I mean, there's the obvious kind of Atkins style bacon, you know, meat and more meat kind of breakfast. And then she said, oh, well, you could do melon and parma ham. Now, I adore melon and parma ham. One of those things that I would, you know, if I go to a Italian restaurant and there's an option for melon and parma ham as a starter, I will go for it every time. I love the combination of sweet, juicy melon and the lovely parma ham, which is, yeah, I can just eat strips of parma ham out of the packet. Let's be honest here, it's fabulous, it's gorgeous meat. And she said melon and parma ham, and I went, oh, I could totally do that. So for the last 4 days, my breakfast has been slices of melon with parma ham over the top, and it's been delicious, and it has been keeping me, you know, I haven't then thought about food until lunchtime, and it's, you know, it's been keeping me satisfied, and it's nice, and it's pretty easy to put together. I have to be a bit organized in terms of just cutting the melon up and putting the parma ham with it and then eating it. It's not something I can do on the run, but it's been working. So that's fabulous. And then yesterday I thought, right, okay, well, if I can do that for breakfast, let's get snacks sorted out, because I've been having terrible problems with the biscuit tin at work, and people have been buying wagon wheels and goodness knows what, and I have been eating a lot of sugary snacks at work. So yesterday I set off for work with a whole load of fruit and veg snacks. So I had a bag of sugar snap peas, I had a carrot which I'd cut into batons, I had a banana, apple, orange, I had a whole raft of things. And I thought, well, I'm just going to give myself permission at any time, if I feel like nibbling, I will eat one of my healthy snacks rather than going to the biscuit drawer. And I managed it. I managed to get through the whole day without eating any sugary snacks. I did eat all my fruits and vegetables, which, you know, in one way is a good thing, because it means I'm getting more than my 5 a day, and that's healthy. But, you know, again, I'm aware that there are natural sugars in fruit particularly, so it's not something I want to keep doing long term. But as a way of helping me get control of my eating, I think it was a really good move. So I'm on my way to work again today with a bag chock full of fruit and veg. I want to introduce some nuts. I'm going to pick up some macadamia nuts, I think, next time I go shopping. Just something that might be a little bit more sustaining as a snack, because the reason I snack so much is because I get hungry. Well, I get bored and I get hungry. So I want a little bit more sustenance. So that's that. And then the next thing I want to tackle is exercise. I need to find space in my schedule to do some exercise, and I don't know what that exercise looks like. I need to find something I enjoy, or at least that I'm prepared to do regularly enough for it to be beneficial. And I don't know what that is, but that's the next thing to work on. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm thinking about food and diet and exercise, and I've filled 10 minutes, so I'm going to head off now. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.